Cowardly people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel.
Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Thomas Merton wrote in his book, Conjectures of a Guilty Bystander, quote, "To allow oneself to be carried away by a multitude of conflicting concerns, to surrender to too many demands, to commit oneself to too many projects, to want to help everyone and everything, is to succumb to violence." Thomas Merton. A friend reminded me of that quote recently, and it was so appropriate because I am in a very, very busy life. And I noticed myself in the last couple of weeks, looking at what I had to do that week, that day, and thinking, there's not enough time, there's not enough time. And then noticing my body tightening up, and somehow thinking that that tightness was going to make it all easier, or I was going to make me more productive. There's a great quote by David Allen, who wrote a book, Getting Things Done, The Art of Stress-Free Productivity. And his quote is, "Your ability to generate power is directly proportional to your ability to relax." So how do we negotiate when we have very full schedules? How do we figure out how to enjoy the ride? Now, David Allen says, and his book, Getting Things Done, is a really good book, and he says, most of the stress people experience is from inappropriately managed commitments they make or accept. A lot of us do things because it's what we should do. A lot of us do things because we think people will like us better if we do those things. We'll think we're nicer if we do those things. All of those are really helpful to look at and to step back and say, okay, let's look at this and see what is really mine to do. I had an experience last week where I just watched myself take on something because I didn't want to disappoint somebody. Was it in service to me? Was it something that I thought was really mine to do? No, but it was a reflexive thing. And honestly, I think I did it because I've been so busy, I didn't even take the time to think, what's the best solution here? Nope, instead I did a reflexive tap dance to match somebody's expectations as opposed to stopping and thinking, okay, what's the right thing here, both for me and for the situation? So being really clear, what is mine to do, or the way Stephen Covey talks about it, the key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. So that's the first part. And when I looked at my calendar and looked at what was really mine to do, it wasn't so hard to say, no, not going to do that. David Allen has some other great advice in his book, Getting Things Done. He said, to help you have greater relaxation and better focus, it helps if you close open loops, meaning all those things that are floating in your head. Oh, I got to remember to write so-and-so, and I didn't do X yet, and I better get that done, and I got to remember to send that email off. All those open loops. He said, the more you can capture those things that need to get done, big or little, and discipline yourself and putting those in some repository. So they're not, you know that they're safe, you know they're captured, and you don't have to keep them in your brain. Then you can be more present with what you're doing right here and now. Very simple and yet really powerful. So this means that self-care is an important part of time management. If I don't take the time to renew, if I don't take the time to sleep, eat, exercise, do things that fill me up, I lose my reservoir. I lose my capacity for being present in the moment. So that's one form of self-care that's essential to help me make good choices around time. And the second one is getting on the balcony now and again of my life, borrowing from Ron Heifetz, a professor at Harvard. He said, you know, great leadership involves finding time to get on the balcony of our lives. Well, I think just living my life in a more intentional way, focusing on what matters most, also requires balcony time. And when I say get on the balcony, I'm saying meditate, journal, stop, get grounded, and look at what's going on with your time. To be looking at what choices am I making? Because as Annie Dillard said, how we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.